Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Even lesser Pixar offerings are better than most of their competitors' work, such is the case with Luca, a sweet and beautifully animated fantasy about the adventures of some nice sea monsters. Two young ocean dwellers near the Italian Riviera venture onto land and discover they can turn human whenever they're out of the water. It's no classic, but Luca has just enough warmth and humor to appeal to both adults and kids, and has a gentle message of tolerance. Luca is a minor charmer. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard is a sequel to the 2017 comic action flick The Hitman's Bodyguard. Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, and Salma Hayek are back in another goofy, over-the-top, and chaotic extravaganza of violence and mayhem. At least they get to riff and blow people away against the background of dozens of beautiful European locales. If your idea of a good time is a high body count, sarcastic banter, and a script that bludgeons you with F-bombs, then The Hitman's Wife Bodyguard may be the movie for you. To others, it'll feel like being mugged on a rickety roller coaster. Comedian Kevin Hart goes for a serious change of pace with the comic drama Fatherhood. He plays a man struggling to bring up his daughter alone after his wife tragically dies shortly after giving birth. There's a lot that seems derivative in the familiar beats of the plot, but an appealing cast and the film's tender nature enable it to gloss over some of those flaws. The real litmus test is one's reaction to Hart's performance. Is it earnest or affected? In any case, Fatherhood is a tender homage to those who embrace the parental challenge. Don't forget to check your local arthouse theater's websites for more intriguing streaming options. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!